The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
Not too bad. Hopefully I won't be coughing through the show.
Oh, did I get you sick?
No, I don't know. It picked up over the weekend. The coughing did.
Was it that smog?
Yeah, yes, it was the smog. I don't know what it was.
In L.A. with your 5K?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was all right. It was all right. I had a calf cramp up on me the night before, and then I thought I got it loosened up, and then it did it again just as we're getting ready to start. I finished, but
nice.
I walked a lot more than I thought I was going to have to.
What was the time, or do you not want to talk about it?
Oh, the time? And once you got into the stadium, there was no running anyway. It was just walking because everybody was packed in and I was in the back. Because I didn't start with the lead group, it was really just people taking selfies at that point. So it was walking slowly through the stadium, which is fine. I finished in 53.
Okay.
So.
That's still, wait, no, we're supposed to go under your age, right?
Yes, and I did not go under my age, but again, I did not run any of the second mile. None. That was all walking.
I think it's funny that everyone was taking selfies. You had to wait for that.
Well, you're in the stadium, so that's what you do. It's really kind of a photo op. So, I mean, at that point, it's like, whatever. It's fine. They actually were selling selfie sticks. Before the race.
God, I wish I invented that. I'm still mad about that.
Well,
that and the Snuggie. Those are the two things that I'm kicking myself over.
Well, the selfie stick, I mean, you have to know how to work Bluetooth stuff, but...
Well, you can pay someone for that, and that pays itself.
Either way.
I'm an idea person.
It was fine. But yeah, the calf cramp and then the coughing kicked in after the run. And it was just like all of a sudden just everything in my lungs just were going nuts. And, it was just like, eh. And the funny thing is everybody around here has had that. They've had some sort of coughing thing. And my girlfriend's like, you're going to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. And it's like, everybody I know has been to the doctor. And the doctor tells them this, it's going to take a while. You just have to let it run its course. That's what I've heard over and over again from people who've been to the doctor.
When I was sick, I knew it was probably a sinus infection. It was one of those things that, like, my mom was actually kind of getting worried. She's like, should you go to the ER? Because I don't have health care, so it's kind of like...
You're going to have to pay extra for that next time.
Well, I'm waiting because they... what is it? Who is it? Medi-Cal fucked up my shit. So, like,
Ooh. It's
on them. I mean, I'm technically signed up. I'm just waiting for my paperwork. So, I think I'm in the clear with that. Because I signed up early.
But were you signed up last year? Because you had to sign up last year.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Obamacare went into effect in 2014. So, you had to be signed up last year. Not just this year, but last year, too.
Oh, I had health care last year.
Oh, okay. That's right, because you were working.
Yeah, I was working.
Okay,
so
never
mind. So it's just this year. It's like, my situation's really weird.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that you were working, you weren't working,
yeah,
you were working, you weren't working.
It's hard to keep up. But anyway, so like, my mom was all like freaking out about it. And I was like, honestly, I know it's like one of the, it's like, I guess the virus is getting super strong now, but it's not anything to go for. They're not going to give you anything. I mean, they could have given me antibiotics, but at the same time, I still would have. It's a matter of being sick for a month as opposed to like 2 weeks.
Well, and the thing is, antibiotics don't help you if it's a viral infection.
Well, if I had a sinus infection.
Yeah, if you had that,
yeah,
absolutely.
But I think it's like most of the time it's, it was like a mixture of like a cold and a sinus infection, I think, because.
And probably allergies because.
Yeah,
it's
that
been
made it worse.
Nuts. It's been absolutely nuts. So.
Fucking nice weather, man. Not a huge fan of that.
I'm a huge fan of nice weather. It's just this year has been kind of crazy, and it was breezy a little bit in SoCal, so I got a little bit of it was a different environment, so I'm sure there's other things mixing in with everything else.
Yeah, and the pollution,
and it was just such a I don't know how polluted it was. It wasn't that bad, but the fact of the matter was I drove down Friday, ran Saturday, and drove back on Sunday, so it was really quick. It was a very quick turnaround.
You know, I think you're the only person that went down there not for Coachella.
There were other people going down for stuff. I mean, Bieber went to Coachella, but...
Everyone went to Coachella.
If
I knew Justin Bieber was going to be there, I might have spent, $500 on a ticket like everyone freaking else, which I don't understand.
Well, he was there until Sunday night when he got kicked out, but not before he was put in a chokehold. That's according to TMZ. Apparently, he and his entourage walked into the artist's entrance where Drake was performing. I wonder if that was while Madonna was trying to...
he missed out on that.
Yeah. They were stopped by security and told the area was at capacity and they couldn't come in. But that's not good enough for him because he's a dick. So they showed security that they had the proper wristbands to gain entry. It doesn't matter if you have the proper wristbands. It's at capacity, you fuck stick. Eyewitnesses tell TMZ that he argued with security, saying there was no way he could stand in a big crowd because he'd get bombarded by fans. And security said, okay, then leave. he didn't give up, though. He persisted and said he was personally invited by Drake, whoopty shit, and had been waiting all weekend to see him perform. And he wouldn't back down, so security stood up. At that point, a Coachella staffer came up to Bieber and said she would escort him inside the artist's area. She grabbed Bieber by the arm and began walking him and his security team inside. That's when Coachella security came up from behind, put him in a chokehold, and then his team got into it with security. The singer was then ordered to leave the festival. Sources close to Bieber said he voluntarily left. No, he didn't. When they put you in a chokehold and tell you you have to leave, that's not voluntary, TMZ. But they are considering legal action against the security guards. Just let it go, dude. Let it go. Get there early. So that you don't think you're going to roll up 5 minutes before the show and go, I'm Justin Bieber, I can show up. Apparently, that little speech at his roast was nothing.
I know. What was that about? I mean,
I'm going to be serious for a second. I lost who I am, and who I am is a caring, nice person. No, you're a fuckstick.
He's a kid that doesn't know any better. And it's like, I'm pretty sure Drake doesn't care that much if he was there or not.
No.
Like,
But Drake needs to see me backstage.
Otherwise, Drake is going to, I don't get it. I think at that point, I don't understand celebrities in general. I'm having a hard time. Then again, I'm not that famous.
Well, think of it. Celebrities are a lot like little kids, really little kids, who just want what they want when they want it, and they don't care about anything else. Does that help?
I mean...
Like a three-year-old?
Part of me is just like, that's so annoying.
I want that now.
But that must be a good life where get that.
That's better than most of the stuff off Drake's last album. Just me going, I want that now. Just throw a beat behind it.
Put the roots behind that and...
It's kind of sad, but
yeah,
it's true.
His last new album, everyone kind of went apeshit for that, and I was kind of confused why.
Because people are idiots. I'm sorry, you are.
I mean, there's some things. I think it's one of those things. I think I just accepted and I got used to liking because everyone else did, but I don't have the energy to like really fight back or care that much.
See, that's the thing. At a certain point, there's just so many people going, "Oh no, it's great." You just go, you know what? Whatever. You like what you like.
Yeah, I just won't listen to my own time. But if we're at a party, hey, play that new Drake.
No.
Just kidding. I don't party like that anymore.
No, at no point will the words, hey, play that new Drake, come out of my mouth.
I feel like the old Drake would have never came out of your mouth.
No.
I don't think any version of Drake.
I was curious at one point. I'm like, everybody's talking about Drake. All right, let's take a listen to what I can hear. Why is everybody so stoked on Drake? And I listened and I was like, I do not get it. I mean, I know it's not for me, but
what kind of rap do you like?
I'm not really a big rap fan.
Okay.
There are a few songs here and there that I like, but it's for the most part I'm not into rap. I'm into rock and roll, as people are. Sorry. Rap's not my thing.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, that's probably how I feel about rock and roll and stuff.
Well, then you need to leave America.
What?
Get out.
What?
America was built on rock and roll.
It was just not.
It's rock and roll.
Not true.
It is.
That's not true.
It absolutely and positively is.
I thought it was built on country.
No. No.
Bluegrass.
No. Certain parts of the country were built on that, but no.
Rock and roll. I don't know. I kind of just missed that part of the generation. Like, I was like, my exposure to American music was rap. and hip hop. That was my exposure to it, like when I was introduced. So like raw, I appreciate it. I like some of it. I'm pretty sure it's kind of the same thing. Like, but I just can't, like, off the top of my head.
Okay, here's a song on Spotify that's been played 30 million times around the world. And it's a Drake track. Let's see.
Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means
this is
forward.
What Justin Bieber missed out on. So I'm assuming.
Yeah. Way, way, way up.
Do you think he does a lot of drugs before he records?
Yeah.
Look, I got enemies.
I hope so.
Got a lot of like, people trying to drain me of my energy. They're trying to take away from a nigga.
Fuckin' oh,
with
good for you.
I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family, too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada, too. I got two.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
I'm sure people can relate to this, which is why people.
Well, sure. He's using the N-word repeatedly. So why not? He's half black. He should be able to use the N-word over and over again.
Oh, yeah, he is half black.
And Canadian. So there you go. 30 million people have listened to that, and now you're exposed to it, too. That's great.
That was a lot.
That's just great.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, okay, anyone that's, like, super BFFs with Justin Bieber to the point where Justin Bieber is going to probably declare your friendship. I highly doubt you can go around playing the like badass.
See, I like this.
Get low.
Yeah.
From the window to the wall. Because is sweat dripping down your balls?
Always. Always.
Little John, I heard this story about how like that Yeah song with Usher, and I think Ludacris is on the track too. You know what song I'm talking about?
Little yes.
So
I know the song?
I guess he was even like, I don't know why people like this so much. Like we literally just had a beat and said yeah, and then we're like, you know what? Let's put Usher on this, and then it just fucking blew up. Like even he's like, what the fuck? When even the artist is like, come on, people, like this was kind of. Not a real thing, and y'all are losing your shit over it. That's all it takes is to make money now. You need a famous name and a beat and a word that you can repeat.
No. Here's what makes a great song. A great song is made by a great hook that you remember and that you can repeat it over and over again in your head. And that goes back to early rock and roll. It goes back to everything. There's a hook to this song.
I think I want to call it a great song. I'll call it that's what like make a good what? Pop song. A popular how to make a popular song.
Yeah.
But I feel like even rock and roll has like more behind it than this.
And there's actually somebody singing in there. So there's a little rap on top, but there's people singing in it. So that's something. I would also give Dave Chappelle a lot of credit for any of Little John's success.
Why is that?
Because Dave, you don't remember Chappelle's show?
I never really got hooked on that.
Oh my god! This is very disappointing. Hold on, let me.
I feel like I disappointed a lot of people this weekend and this week. Actually, it's this whole time period of this last week has been people telling me how I'm disappointing them.
Oh, why? Who was disappointed? While
well,
I
we were
up?
Playing this one game in the car on the way back from Oregon. I went to Oregon for a show. Oh, okay. It was like my first like on the road show. We were playing this game, like, guess the movie quote, and my friend said a quote from, like, Super Troopers.
Yes.
And I didn't get it right away because I couldn't really understand him.
Okay.
And it's probably because he did the meow thing.
Oh, yeah,
and,
right,
but for
meow.
Me, like, I can't, like, I have a hard time. I'm a visual person. Like, I need things written out for me. And so I didn't understand what he was saying. And so I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And he's like, I'm so disappointed in you. I'm like, okay, English is not my first language, bro. Like, then you fucking throw a cat sound and reply. Like, what the fuck? It's a homonym or whatever it's called. Not really, but to me it is because it all sounds the fucking same.
So Dave Chappelle, one of his running characters, was Lil Jon when he was doing Chappelle's show.
Did you book your flight online? Yeah!
Oh, that's the wrong. I'm sorry. That was just a mix in. Let me find the right thing here. But yeah, if you go back, here's some outtakes of Dave Chappelle doing Lil Jon.
Do you ever have the feeling that you're alone in the world, this big ball that's floating through space? Do you ever have the feeling that roast beef is the most delicious food?
Yeah.
Do you ever know how you have? Do you ever have a hard time deciding how you're going to register to vote?
That's a terrible clip.
Recreational
that's
drugs.
Horrible.
Dave Chappelle as Lil Jon at the doctor.
That depends, doctor. What do you define as drugs?
Medication.
No.
Cocaine?
Absolutely not.
Marijuana?
Yeah! Oh, man.
Yeah! Yeah!
And that's how white people were introduced to Lil Jon. That's why white people like Lil Jon.
That makes sense.
Because
now.
Of Dave Chappelle.
See, I didn't know that.
It was all because of Dave Chappelle. It's not. It has nothing to do with just him saying yeah over and over again. It's because Chappelle's show. There's the answer to your question.
Oh, that makes sense now. I feel like I've missed a lot of like understanding people by not watching the Dave Chappelle show.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones. That's another one that
oh,
I've
fuck
been...
Game of Thrones.
Are you not on... Have you
no,
seen it?
No. I'm not watching that. Look, there's too much going on in that. That thing takes up way too much time. If people are into it, great. That's fine. I have no issue with it. It's way more time than I have. And the worst thing are the people who read all the books. And then they go, you have no idea how much more is in the books than in the TV show. And it's like, oh, God, stop.
I
stop.
Never, like, my friend stop. Asked me if I watched it, and I said no, but I would be down to watch it. So I mentioned it because I feel like I should know these things to be, like, a part of society.
No, you can skip Game of Thrones. You know,
everyone is, like, having these, like, watching parties and shit, and I was like, I want friends. Like, I didn't realize, like, I don't have that many friends. Like,
well, you could watch Mad Men, but there's only, like, four episodes left.
See, I never got into that. I'm like, the only time I feel like I'm going to have friends or be able to hang out with people is when the Bruce Jenner special is coming out.
Yep, the 24th.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And then also Orange is the New Black is coming out in about 2 months, June 12th. So that's the only time I really feel like I can connect with people and their Facebook statuses. Other than that, I really don't get it.
Yeah, I just go ahead and... skip any Orange is the New Black things.
What? It is the best thing ever. It's so good. I'm rewatching season 2 and then I'm going to rewatch season 1 and then I'm going to watch 1 and 2 by the time 3 comes out.
I'm going to go ahead and just say, great. That's great for you. I tried to watch it and I watched about 4.5 episodes and I'm like, you know what? I'm out. It's just not for me. It's
you
not
know,
for me.
It's great. I can see that.
I have no problem with anybody else liking it. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. The person who created it is the same chick who created Weeds, and I liked the first 4 or 5 seasons of Weeds. By the time they get to season 7, it was just stupid. But
yeah, I stopped watching Weeds then, too. I got lost.
I pushed through till the end of Weeds. I'm not really happy that I did, because the last 3 seasons were just a bunch of nonsense. But, you know... whatever works.
That's what I feel about like all most of my TV shows that I really just power through. Like right now I'm watching like Desperate Housewives. I power through. That's one that I will.
It's been off the air for quite a while.
I power through that. Okay, that one was hard, but that was my very first. I don't know if I should be proud of this. That was my very first TV series that I watched from beginning to end.
Okay.
And then Grey's Anatomy, it's starting. I don't know if I lowered my standards or if it is getting better. I don't know which one it is right now.
Okay.
I feel like it's lowering the standards, but it's okay. It's
never
mediocre.
Watched that one.
It's good. I don't think you'll like any of the shows that I like.
Well, that's entirely possible. Yeah. I did watch I watched Desperate Housewives when it was first out, and the first 3 or 4 seasons were very good. And then they just sort of got the plots got kind of meandering, and they didn't really know what to do with anybody. And then they started killing characters off, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, it got a little weird. And then Breaking Bad, I jumped on that bandwagon like a year late,
yep.
2 years.
You jumped on it very late, didn't you? Because I
just finished it.
Yeah. Well, you finished it like a year after it was done. So
okay, so it was only a year.
From the finish, yeah. Yeah, I started watching, I binged watched to get ready for season 3. And I almost tapped out on it. I was like 3 or 4 episodes in. I'm like, I am not into this. And one of my friends said, no, hang in there for another couple of episodes. It'll start to make sense. And I'm like, okay. And I'm very glad I did, because that was definitely worth it. But
see, okay, my thing with it, I felt the same thing where I was like, I feel like I'm pushing through right now, but based on everyone else, like, I'm going to. And then I'm glad I did, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, I feel like everyone else hyped it up way too much for me. Maybe it's just not my cup of tea.
You know,
it's good.
The thing with Breaking Bad, and this is the problem with a lot of things. If you're watching it as it comes out, and you're waiting for the show week to week, you have a different sort of relationship with it than if you're watching it, I'm going to sit down on one weekend and I can just watch 30, 40 episodes.
Yeah, the fact that I can do that.
And they're
something.
All right there. But the fact is, the episodes are all right there. You don't have to wait for 6 days for the next episode. And with Breaking Bad, once it was on and you're watching it live, you'd watch the episode and you'd have days to think about it and talk about it with people. And then you'd be like, what's going to happen next week on the show? And we've gotten away from that a lot with everybody binge-watching stuff after the fact. And it takes away a lot from really the enjoyment of watching TV to an extent.
I miss that part. I haven't had cable for a while, but at least with Hulu, I had that option where,
yes,
like, you know, you still have to wait. And the episode actually doesn't come onto Hulu until, like, the next day.
Right.
So you're behind, but you're not too far behind, and you still have to wait another week. And I love that part where you kind of wait and you just talk about it with people and then you catch up and then that week. But the whole binge watching thing, as much as I love it, because once again, I don't have friends, it's it's great, but it's you do get away from that. And that's why I think people love the whole, you know, they like the concept because the instant gratification thing.
Oh, yeah.
About things. Like, I like that Orange is the New Black is a Netflix show and I can actually get it, as opposed to, because I don't have HBO Go and I don't know a lot of people that are willing to give me the password. So for me, I like that aspect. But at the same time, you get the whole season in one day.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people who watched not necessarily Orange is the New Black, but what was the show with Kevin Spacey on Netflix? House of Cards.
Oh, yeah. People keep telling me to watch that.
House of Cards. And people are like, season 3 of House of Cards is out. Watch it all in one day. I'm like, really? That would be like saying, oh, my God, I've been waiting for 6 months for this harvest of strawberries. And I'm getting a 10-pound harvest of strawberries. And then the next thing is like, ate the whole 10 pounds of strawberries in one day. I'm like, I get it, but at the same time, maybe you spread that out a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do miss having cable because of that. I have this idea of, like, what my perfect life would be.
Okay.
And it would be having cable. And
yeah,
like
that is perfect, yes.
a decent-sized TV and a one-bedroom apartment. I'm cool with that. That's all I want in life right now.
So I have achieved your life goal.
It pretty much.
I have cable, a decent sized TV, and a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah, you are living my dream.
I'm living the dream.
Exactly.
Of Diana Hong.
Because then you can, like, watch the TV shows and catch up. And I don't know. I hate to say that TV has become such a big part of my life and culture, but that's really, like, I'm not exaggerating when I say I don't really have friends. Like, that's all I do is, like, comedy and TV, and that's it.
Well, TV's been
Facebook.
TV's been a huge part of my life since I was a little kid. I mean, when you live in the middle of nowhere, there's, you know, that's what you, I mean, that's your escape. That's your thing that takes you away from, you know, being in the middle of nowhere.
That's why,
with nothing going on.
That's why I want to, ultimately, my goal is to create TV shows because of that whole idea of it being an escape and what's great. And that's what pissed me off so much about reality TV, is because it's just too, and I understand it's the escape aspect, but there's nothing, like, really behind it. So I appreciate, that's why I really did like Breaking Bad, because I appreciate the writing of it and what it was. It just wasn't my cup of tea per se, but still got me hooked, and I thought that was great.
Yeah, it's you know, everybody's got their different thing that they like. But you know, Sons of Anarchy is one of my favorite shows,
and the fact that pissed.
Why?
Because the last season is not up. I can't get it on Hulu, and I can't get it on Netflix.
Right. Well, they always waited until just before the next season before they would put it up on Netflix. And there is no next season, so...
That's why I'm so pissed.
It'll be coming soon.
Because Hulu has up to date until, like, what's the last season? Six? Five? Seven.
Season 7 was the final season.
Okay, yeah, they have it all the way up to season 6.
Right.
So, I'm like, you guys could have updated while the new one was going on, but they didn't. So, I'm really upset, and this is the closest I'll get to reading now, is reading spoilers.
Oh, well.
And the story, but I kind of was like, you know, maybe I should not do too much of that because I really want to watch the show.
Yeah, and honestly, the last season of Sons of Anarchy is just so over-the-top violent that reading spoilers will not do it justice.
Really? They made it? They went that way with
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole... They end season... By the way, spoiler alert. They end season 6 with Jax's wife, Tara, being murdered in the kitchen by Gemma.
Yeah, that was intense.
Stabbed in the spine... With a cooking fork and drown in the dishwater, and then Juice comes in, sees what's happening with the deputy sheriff, ends up shooting the deputy sheriff, and then Jax comes in, finds his wife dead, and the cop dead in his kitchen as he's ready to turn himself in to do his time. That show, the big thing with that show is every time you think they're just about ready to turn it and be like, and this is how they're going to live happily ever after. Nope. Nope.
No, you can't. You know, when I was watching Breaking Bad, I was just, all I could think about was, if only he didn't, you know, he'll make a decision. I'm like, well, if only you just didn't do that, then this wouldn't be an issue right now.
Right.
And then I was like, but then we wouldn't have a show. And then he'll do something else. And I'm just like, well, if you didn't do that, well, then again, we wouldn't have a show. And the whole entire, each decision Walt made, I was just like, you fucking dickhead.
Like, yeah. And early on when it was like his rich friends who took the company that he helped start and all this money, and they're like, we'll bring you on the payroll, we'll give you insurance. All he had to do was say yes, and then we don't have a show.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why? But then you're like, oh, I get it. But at the same time, what the fuck were you thinking? Even if, like, when he was looking for Gus, he could have just been happy cooking. He didn't have to bring Jesse into it. He could have just been happy cooking, and it would have been perfectly fine. Make himself $7 million a year and just go away happy. But no, he had to make shit complicated. And then we had a fucking show after that. Like, fucking hell. Oh, so frustrating. And I think that's why I hated it so much, because I was just so frustrated.
Yeah, at a certain point, you're just, why couldn't you just do this? And I don't know about you, but did you end up at any point hating Skylar White in the show, Walt's wife?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did a lot. A lot.
And Vince Gilligan, the creator, came out and said, "Well, if you hate Skylar White, that means you're just misogynistic." No,
who said that? The creator did.
The creator, like, of the show,
like, for real?
Yeah, because there was this real thing about people hating Skylar White.
Yeah, because she's a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think people started to hate Skylar White when she cheated on Walt with the guy.
Well, that, and then also the, like, even later, it's just like when she cheated on Walt, I was just kind of like, that was fucked up. But then also, like, for me, how, like, if you really love someone, this is, of course, I've never been in this situation,
right?
But like, if you really love someone, it's kind of like a ride or die situation, like, especially when the family's involved. Like, you don't just abandon, you try to understand and just figure it out instead of thinking, like, take some moral high ground, except for you didn't take a moral high ground because you're willing to help your old boss with his fucking tax fraud or some bullshit. And
right.
But you're not willing to just keep quiet and turn the other cheek about some drugs. Just play dumb. That came out a lot worse out of my mouth than I intended.
Yeah, her moral high ground was not really a high ground.
Exactly. And I think that the hypocritical part pissed me off. And then with the whole kids thing, I don't know. I guess I have different opinions and shit about that kind of stuff. I mean, who are we to judge people.
Well, she's a fictional character, so we can judge.
Oh, yeah, we can. Well, whatever. Okay. If people want to call me misogynistic, that's fine. Even though I feel like if I was a dude, I should be more like, you know, don't call me. I'm definitely not. But as a female, I'm like, fuck it. Go ahead. Like, go ahead. Think I'm misogynistic because I probably am by definition. Just kidding. By definition, I'm not. By definition, right. I'm not. I'm actually the opposite. But I just don't care enough to like really. Never mind. I'm going to stop digging my hole right now.
All
right.
Well, let's wrap it up. Do you have a bitches preach for this week? Anything?
You went to
Oregon, for God's sake. You had to come up with something.
You think I would have, except for there's a lot of so many. It's not a real one, but if you meet a gay person, don't try to convince them that they're straight because they haven't had good sex with a heterosexual. That is never a very, very nice thing to do. I did get a free drink out of it, so I don't know how I should feel about this.
Someone tried to convince you that it was because you hadn't had good sex?
I'm trying to get a direct quote for this.
Okay.
He said afterwards, he's like talked about the gay thing, and then he's like, well, have you had sex with the guy before? I'm like, actually, yes. And he's like, well, did the dick make you quiver? I was like, excuse me?
What?
And I was like, no. He's like, well, that's why. You just need to, like, have good dick or something. And I was just like, oh, my God, you're so original.
No!
So original. And then, I don't know. Apparently, I give off a player vibe or something like that. Because someone said they... And I think this is so funny. Because I'm definitely not. And I'm also, like, if I find you attractive, I will hide in a corner and just be awkward as fuck. But this one guy was like, yeah, my sister's gay. And then his friend was like, my sister's gay too. I was like, oh, are they single? And then he turns to me, he's like, you're not going anywhere near my sister. I was like, what the fuck did I do? I am a great catch. I did come up with this idea. As much as I want to hate on kids saying like on fleek or bae,
the first one, I have no idea what the hell that is. I've never heard that.
On fleek?
Yes.
It's like talking about the eyebrows, because technically on fleek is like the arch, but then it means on point now. So like, I thought about that and I was like, well, we did make fat a thing. And I felt really bad I felt like a hypocrite at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna move on.
Okay. Yeah.
Not that there weren't bad things in the 80s that were come up with, but
it's getting worse. I think
it really is. It really, really is. Where everyone's thinking, oh, we're gonna invent a new language. No, you're just butchering the one we have.
Yep, that's
Thanks.
Pretty much it.
Thanks, you little fuckers. So that's it. The bitches preach this week. Don't try and convince gay people that it's because they haven't had the right straight person yet.
Please Fair? Stop that.
Yeah.
It turns really awkward, especially when I'm trying to be polite.
Yeah. You're never going to convince the lesbian. Even if that's the, even if you're right, you're never going to win the argument, dude. And, ladies. No. If it's a gay dude, no. You're never going to win that one either. If he does it, it's just out of pity and curiosity, and he's going to feel really bad the next day.
Or desperation, which they do still feel bad the next day.
Yeah, either way. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Everybody have a safe and happy day. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, I almost forgot. God damn it. We didn't plug Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Yeah. Shop Amazon.
Shop Amazon through the tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Doesn't cost you extra. It helps support the show. Thanks for that. Bye. In the club looking so conspicuous and wild, these women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol.
How you like me now? When my pinky's valued over 300,000. Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris fill cups like double D. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed, it's a. Sure got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.